This dominion that we're going to speak of today is very key to what God wants to do in the last days. The world is not impressed with the church right now. But God's going to return the church to what we call the gospel of astonishment. During the Lord's day, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it constantly said they were astonished beyond astonishment. During the Lord's day, I mean, when he was in operation, he did all he could do to hide. This is Lord Jesus. He'd run in a room and tell his disciples, "Don't tell any man I'm in this house." Because the multitudes were thronging him every single day. It's because of not the words he was speaking, but what was coming out of him. The words he was speaking was causing that to come out of him. But the multitudes weren't there because of the words. They didn't understand what he was saying at the time. They were there for the miracles. And those miracles were pouring out. But those words that he spoke were the foundation of everything he did and operated in. Amen? And all of that is going to return in God's final triumphant operation of God. Anybody preaching the rapture right now is just about 7 to 10 years out at least. There is a massive, glorious move of God embedded in, of all places, the book of Revelation, which we can't speak of today. But this operation will be a mainstay operation of the last day run of the white horse, the reigning of the kings and priests. See the perspective of heaven on this. Amen. Father, thank you for the seven spirits of God that are with us. Thank you for the wisdom that is with us. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding today, the eyes of the heart. Let us see what you're saying in the Spirit. Let us hear with the ear of the Spirit. Let us see with the eye of the Spirit. Open our eyes to hear and to see in Jesus' name. So as you know, in the beginning, when God created the earth, the one thing he gave to man was this subject we're talking about, dominion. He said, let man have dominion. That dominion is what the devil built the entire world system off of. When he came in and injected the law of sin and death into the human race, man immediately lost the dominion. He was cut off from it. And it was still assigned to Adam's race, because once God gives something, he doesn't take it back. That's his nature. And so God has to work his plan on how to retrieve it. Meanwhile, the devil, he sets up the entire world system, so much so that during the temptation, he comes to the Lord and he takes him to the kingdoms of the world. He said, all these kingdoms are mine and the glory of them. It's all mine. He says, and I'll give them to you. And the Lord's sitting there thinking, all right, I created all this. We gave man the dominion for this. You stole it. You're saying it's yours. But notice that the Lord didn't argue with him. But notice what the Bible says in the last days. It says the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. He's going to get everything back and more. Well, the first thing he had to do immediately when dominion was stolen, the first thing he does is he institutes his plan immediately for the retrieval of both mankind, the position of man, the likeness, and the retrieval of the dominion. So Psalms 8, very interesting chapter, because this was actually a prophetic chapter that was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus himself. Psalms 8 verse 4, it said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. You're going to get a revelation today of just who you are. Amen. And thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. This is actually a prophetic prophecy that was going to happen. This was not actually talking about where man was right then. This was going to happen, fulfilled by the Lord Jesus. We'll see that in a minute. He says, you made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and you put all things under his feet. Now, during this time, man has fallen. Law of sin and death has been introduced to the human race. David is writing this, but man is not in that estate anymore. Man was assigned that estate. Man lost that estate. But it's saying that you're going to make him to have dominion over the works of his hands and set all things under his feet. That's a pretty big place. Amen. When we go to Hebrews now, we're going to see this particular chapter unfold, Psalms 8, verbatim, by the Lord Jesus. And then we're going to look at your part and my part in it. Then we're going to look at how to access it. Amen. And then how to walk in it. I'm going to say this before we get into this. Dominion is not just a thing. It's definitely an authority, a mantle, an anointing. But dominion is in a position before anything else. And if you don't find the position of dominion, we'll very rarely walk in it in the earth. We have to find the position of dominion. Dominion's in a position first. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. It says, one in a certain place, he's speaking of Psalms 8, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Here he is. It says, verse 7, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Then you crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. Now Psalms 8 says, made him have the dominion. And Hebrews said, set over the works of his hands. It's the same thing. And put all things under his feet. Set over the works of your hands, made that dominion, everything under your feet. Amen. Verse 8. For in that he put all subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But when now we see not yet all things put under him. Now look at verse 9. Hebrews 2 and 9. But we see what? Jesus, who was what? Made lower than the angels for the suffering of death. So he's speaking the whole time in Psalms 8, Hebrews 2, about the Lord Jesus. And he was made lower than the angels. If you understand Hebrews, especially the first two chapters, what it's talking about is his preeminence as the Son of God, the high priest, sat at the right hand of God, made the appointed heir of all things. And the whole two chapters up to this point were describing his preeminence over the angels. How he had preeminence. All the angels worshipped him at his birth. But here it said he himself was made lower than the angels. He had to. He had to leave his estate. As the Son of God, he was never made lower than the angels. At his birth, he was not lower than the angels. They worshipped him. They were ministering flames of fire that did his bidding. They ascended and ascended upon him as servants to the operation of his anointing. That at one point in any time in history were the angels that he was made lower than them. They were all subservient to him. Except this time. And it's very important to understand why he did this. Because he wasn't doing this for his benefit. He was doing it for our benefit. Because what he did is he injected himself into the human race, into this fallen state. And when he injected himself into this fallen state, he had to become the man. Because what was God after? To restore your position, to restore the likeness of God, and to restore the dominion. He had to get it all restored. To do that, God had to do it legally. God's always working his plan. You do realize that God is still going to work his original plan in the garden. His original plan was for man to live the whole day in the garden. Adam fell short of the millennial day. A day of the Lord's 1,000 years. Adam was 934, 35 years. He fell short. Why? The law of sin and death cut it off. Christ is going to live that day out with you and I. We're going to rule and reign with him for a whole 1,000 years. We're going to live it out. Why? Because God doesn't deviate. We think 7,000 years is a long time. God thinks he's just winking at that point right now. He goes, listen, I got to finish what I started here, guys. Come on. So he gets in 1,000 year run of reign. At the end, the devil gets loosed again. Even after the Lord Jesus reigning for 1,000 years, they take him out of the bottomless pit. But this time, the Lord does what the first Adam should have done. And he takes him by the neck and he throws him in the lake of fire. He throws him out of the garden and he finishes redemption completely. That's a good time to say amen. But he's working the system. He's working his plan. And his plan right now was to retrieve that dominion. And to get that dominion, he had to become a man. Legally become a man. He's become a man. Now that he's a man, he can represent. And now he's representing the human race as the innocent lamb. But now he's going to die in our place. He said he was made a little lower. Now watch this. A little lower than the angels to the suffering of death. He had to leave his estate as the Son of God, had to leave his authority in the realm of dominion he carried. And now he becomes the sacrificial lamb on the cross. He takes the death to the cross. And that moment in time, he lost and he became lower than the estate of the angels. Right then, right there. And he died. But what he was doing was taking all of that race of Adam and burying it. The one you and I were born in. We were all born in a state of spiritual death. So he buried all of that and he destroyed him that had the power of sin. That's what Hebrews goes on to say. He said the whole lifetime they were subject to bondage. In chapter 2, he said, but he destroyed him that had the power. And when he destroyed it, as soon as he died, guess what happens then? Now read it in that term, because he was made lower than the angels and then what? Crowned. So read this now in the order that's happened. He made lower than the angels. He suffered the death, went to hell. He destroyed that whole operation of law of sin and death. And now he's ready to receive a new inheritance. And guess who he's receiving it for? Us. And so as he receives that inheritance, he's receiving it on our behalf. Now, let's read that again. It doesn't matter if you read it out of Psalms or Hebrews. It's going to be the same thing. Hebrews 2 and 7. So you made him a little lower than the angels. So that was his death, suffering. He stepped out of his estate. Now, you crownest him with glory and with honor and what? And dominion. Set him over the works of his hands. Glory, honor, dominion, and set all things under his feet. That's a big, huge transition. He transitioned from burying that, and then God came to receive. And when he did, he raised him up. And in the raising up, he reassigned that original dominion that was given to Adam. He now can legally reassign it because in God's terms, Adam is dead. The race of Adam is dead. I can now reassign. So he reassigns it to his captain, to the king, to our captain, to the firstborn. He raised him up, crowned him with glory, crowned with honor, crowned with dominion. Now let's look at where this happened exactly. Because if we know where it happened, we'll also see that he has given us not only rights to it, access to it, he pinpoints where to get it. Amen? Because a lot of times we're still trying to get that dominion working here, and you might have to go get where it's at first. Amen? Now Daniel sees all this prophetically, this reassignment of the dominion, in chapter 7, which is very powerful. He sees the entire resurrection of the Lord Jesus. In chapter 7, verse 13, he said, I saw in the night vision, behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. I love the wording here. Look at this. And they brought him near when he came out. This is his resurrection. This is he come out of the grave and he was coming towards the Ancient of Days, and then sound like me, the angel of the coast, they brought him before the Ancient of Days. This is the Son of God being brought before the Father. Now the Father is going to reassign everything to his new heir. And that is what Hebrews was saying in the first three verses. He's the appointed heir of all things. God reassigned the heirship. This is huge. And when he reassigned the heirship, now notice what he gives him when he reassigns it. Behold! And there was given him dominion, glory, a kingdom, and all people and nations. This was all given before it even manifested.
He said, I'll set my king on the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. That was speaking of the Lord Jesus. He says, ask of me the nations of thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth, your possession. It's all yours. You see that? The Father gets him in position, says, ask of me. I'm going to give it all to you. See, legally, it's all been done. I'll revisit that in a minute. And there was given a dominion and a glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And his dominion, what? Is an everlasting dominion which shall no longer pass away. It's not going to be stolen again. It's not going to be taken again. In other words, the dominion's been retrieved, and devil, you can't have it. It's been reassigned, and now it's an everlasting dominion. And the reason he can't have it, because of where God put it. That's why he said he appointed heir of all things. Now, let's look at exactly where God reassigned this. We know it's before the Ancient of Days. God gave it to him, crown with glory and honor. But let's see exactly what God said. All right, Ephesians 1. Now, let's look at where he's at in his resurrection when all this was reassigned. Why is this important? Because this is where you're going to get and find the dominion. Amen. This is where we're going to get clothed. This is where we're going to access Ephesians 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Now read this, very important. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, so far so good, made lower than the angels at the suffering of death, now crowned with glory and honor. So wherever he's raising him from the dead at, that's where this dominion has been reassigned to, because it was given him a dominion. And said it sat him what? At his own right hand, where? At his own right hand in the earthly places. He sat him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Now look at this. Far, I love that word, far above principalities, powers, mights, and that word dominion there is earthly dominions, and every name that is named, only in this world, but that which is to come. And look at this. Put all things, here it is, under his feet. The same, that's Hebrews 2, that's Psalms 8. That's when he assigned the dominion, he put everything under his feet. So every, not only did he crown him with glory and honor, made him to have the dominion, restored the dominion, and he put everything under his feet. That's every power you see. Every earthly power, everything that's going on is still under his feet. Amen. It's still under his feet. Well, where is he? He's in you. I'm not sure why God did this thing with us, you know. Giving his church power of attorney for the gospel, you know, in his name, and create a joint cooperation between us and him to get this done. Now, notice verse 22. He said he had put all things under his feet, and watch this, and gave him as the head. You know what that means? You know what he's saying there? And gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Gave his position of dominion. Gave his inheritance of the kingdoms and the nations. His position in God, he gave it to the church. Retrieved it, received it, restored it, laid it up in heavenly places, and then gave it to the church. Sounds like he got the job done. Amen. And we see, I want you to hear this from the New Living Translation. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him the head over all things for the benefit of the church. So when he put all this under the authority, he's received the dominion. It's all there, and now he's given that to us as the position. I want you to go back for a minute. I want you to go back to Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2. He's made lower the angels. How many of you think he's reassigned his estate? Okay, where are you in this equation? Are you under the angels? Or are you over them? Verse 7. So he made him a little lower than the angels, crowned him in glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands, had put all things in subjection under his feet. Now, he describes this in verse 9. I want you to look at this very carefully here. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels of the suffering of death, then crowned with glory and honor, and by the grace of God, he should taste death for every man. Now, look at verse 10. I'm glad for verse 10. For it became him for this purpose. For whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and what? Bringing many sons unto glory. Say, bringing many sons unto glory. Now, I know a lot of you read that like, yeah, we're going to come to glory, you know, after we die. But he's bringing you to glory now. Because he's raised you together with him now. So we have been raised together, made to sit together. That's what makes us so unique. Because we're like heaven on earth. We have access to both realms when you learn how to plug in. But bringing many sons to glory, Romans 8 says something very interesting. If your sons are children, then you're heirs. And if you're heirs, then you join heirs. So if your sons are children, then you're automatically an heir. And if you're an heir, you're automatically a joint heir. The church didn't talk a lot too much about the joint heir realm with God unless they're talking about trying to orchestrate. But what we try to do is get people stirred up to go do dominion down here, but it ends up becoming more about us or man's ways than God's ways. Because true dominion is going to require a whole lot of God and a whole less of us. A decrease in us, an increase in him, but it's an accessing of something that's not even in this realm anymore. Because it's in there with him. But he said, it became him, of whom are all things, in bringing many. He did it for this purpose. This is why he retrieved it. This is why he went after it. To bring many sons into glory. What happened when he was in hell? It said he was raised and crowned with glory and honor. You don't go up there first in the glory and honor realm. You go up there as sons. Amen. He said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to send my spirit. He's going to teach you how to come to where I am. And I'm going to present you to the Father. I'm going to reconcile you to the Father. And my Father's going to love you the way he loves me. I'm going to bring you into a divine love affair where I am in the Father. And my spirit's going to teach you how to come to where we are. But that's where you go. You first come as sons. You can come as an orphan too, because the first thing God wants to do is get the orphan out, get the dysfunction out, get the issues and need lots of tissues out. We all have them. You'll find you have a lot more of them the closer you get to God, because they hide. They're very good at hiding. So when you get in the glory realm, nothing hides. Boy, you start walking up in the glory realm, everything comes to light. It's good once it comes to light and out, but not so good when it's happening. But that realm, you come to God and God's first gonna, he's gonna love you and receive you as an orphan. And then you're already a son, but God's gotta get the manifestation of that into you. Cause we have a whole lot of orphans running around. You know what of that? Orphans, fatherless. They don't know who they are. They got dysfunction. They've not overcome. They're not whole. They don't have the purpose. They're not loved. And there's a whole sector in the church like that. I mean, I was 18 years in ministry like that. With an orphan spirit. When he taught us how to come into the love of the Father. The love of the Father. Oh, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to throw this as a little sideline. There's a whole big difference between the Father loving you here and you going to where he is and him loving you. Because the whole part of this gospel was, I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to bring you to where I am. I'm going to present you to the Father. I prepared a room in the Father's house, and my Father's going to love you the way he loves me. And we actually teach you how to do that. We'll teach you how to get your spirit in the presence of the Father. And to be loved the way you need to be loved. Because God's love will tear anything down. Amen? He'll tear the whole thing down. Because that is what it's about. It is about sonship, and it is about being sons of God. But then, when he makes you whole, when he gets you whole, when he's getting you mature, where you don't walk up there with God and with an unworthy spirit. He's taking the unworthiness out. You're not dealing in unworthiness anymore. You're not dealing with insecurity and fear and orphan issues and all of those dysfunctions. You're whole. You're coming in whole. You're starting to function. You're starting to move. You're starting to multiply. You're starting to increase. God's starting to use you. God's starting to trust you. Why? Because you got some footing under you. You got a rock underneath you now. You're whole. You're full. You're loved. When you're loved, God can start trusting you with some serious stuff. Listen, God cannot take an orphan and put them out there on mass front lines. They'll fall apart. We see it all the time. Somebody will connect with a ministry. They'll connect with an anointing that's too far above them. Sometime your hunger will grab something in heaven that you're really not ready to walk in. How many of you ever seen that happen? Somebody will grab an anointing that they're not ready to walk in. It'll take them straight to the top, and they last 4 to 5 years, and it's bam. It blows out. Why? Their foundation couldn't handle it. They didn't go get the things whole and healed. They didn't get in that position. But that's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to bring everybody to the Father, and the Father loves us. Amen. But there is a time that we start stabilizing. Amen. Your marriage starts stabilizing. Relationships start stabilizing. Your heart starts stabilizing. Your walk starts stabilizing. Your finances start stabilizing. Somebody needs to say amen on that one. Finances will tell a big story. If things start stabilizing, you start becoming whole. Because God wants you whole. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but what? Power. That's dunamis. That's what he built the earth with, dunamis. Love, the Father's love, and soundness of mind. I like to go down and say, Father, clothe me in the soundness, and the security, wholeness, confidence. You love me with an everlasting love. Lord, you made a way for me. Father, I come, and the glory of the Lord has been given to me. As I am in you, Lord, and we are in the Father. See, he make a way for you. He's given you his position. You just roll through his position. You roll into the Father through him. Because the Lord's given you everything that he has with the Father. So once the sonship comes, I want you to look at this again in Romans 8. It came him and bringing what? I want you to key on that point because he's talking about the dominion. It became him to bring many sons unto the next level. Sons to glory. You don't go up to get crowned in glory and honor. You go up as sons first. But the next level is where you start the joining of the glory, the honor, the dominion. Amen? Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. That's the first thing God wants to do. Settle that. Then if children, then what? Now what's the next thing? God has got to get his church to this place, to the heirs. The heirs of what? The heirs of the glory of the right hand of God. The heirs of dominion. The heirs of joint heirship. The heirs of inheritance. The heirs of the crown. The heirs of everything that's sitting up in heavenly places right now. What did he tell Paul when he appeared to him? He said to the lost, preach the cross. But to the saved, he said, preach inheritance. Listen, I don't need to be full age going back to the repentance table every Sunday morning. You got to get saved. You've got to come up into a fullness of maturity at one point in time. It is about what you eat. It is about what you live on. It is about what you're partaking of. If children, then what's next? Heirs. And if heirs, then what? Joint heirs. This is the generation of joint heirs. I'm going to tell you right with all that I can say it. The Lord is not returning to his church with a bunch of orphans. There is going to be the manifestation of full age manifested joint heirs of God moving in authority, power, and dominion of the glories of the right hand of God brought down into the earth. And until that happens, I don't care what's going on out there because God is going to shift all that anyway. Amen. There is still the ruling and the reigning of the kings and priests in Revelation chapter 5. That has to happen. If heirs, then joint heirs. I love this verse here. It's very familiar. I hear a lot of preachers preach on this, and they don't actually know what to do with it. They'll preach it. We have this position. And they'll say this right here, this verse. But I can tell by what they're saying about it, they don't know how to access the position. And it's Ephesians 2. Now remember Ephesians 1. Go back to Ephesians 1 for a second. Now, he describes all that happened in Ephesians 1, right? He said he raised him and set him at his own right in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, might, dominion, put all things under his feet, restored the dominion, gave him to the head of the church. Now, that's where he is, right? That's where all the dominion was restored. Where is the dominion restored, by the way? Right hand of God. Why did he do that? And where else? What else did he put it there? All the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's real good that it's there, but I need them here. But in God's genius, he had to put them there. He had to put the dominion there. If the devil stole it once, he'd steal it again. So whatever the Lord retrieved on our behalf, whatever he restored on our behalf, he wasn't going to stick it right back into this jurisdiction where the enemy still has a legal lease to steal, kill, and destroy in. He wasn't going to do that. He was going to put it far above principalities, power, domains, and dominions. He had to get it out of the reach of the principalities, the powers, and the devil. He had to get it out of the second heaven reach. He stuck it all up in the third heaven. That's where your treasure is. That's where your vault is. That's where everything is. That's where the inheritance is. That's where everything we need is. And now we got to have the keys to get that here. And it's going to take a little bit more than milk. It's going to take some understanding of how to get what's in heaven. We've been at it for quite a while now. We've kind of shut down trying to build a church because our whole mission is to get what's there here. The second mission is to identify what's there. First mission, identify and then bring what's there here. There's a lot there. God can seriously expand your understanding of what's there. He said, if Christ be in you, seek the things that are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above. You got to learn to see that realm. If you don't see that realm, you start looking at this one too much. And for us to get to the kind of dominion that's going to change the earth, the kind of authority and power, say, well, we already have that. You do positionally, yes. You're a joint heir positionally. Right? But the heir, as long as he is a child, is under governor and tutors until he comes of age, though he's Lord of all. Right? We have to grow up in to these things, right? So now that it's all there, God put it out of the reach of the enemy. That's why he put it there. Now we know Christ sits there. Now Ephesians comes along in chapter 2. He says, and we have been raised, say raised, together. Not going to be raised, raised now. We have a positional standing where all this is. Raised together and what? That's why I call it the seat of dominion. Made to sit together in his throne. Boy, I don't know if any of us could just fully comprehend all that, what that actually means. And we're raised together, made to sit together. Now watch this. Which means, now get this, everything, and says, and then we've become joint heirs with him where he is to the dominion, to the blessings, to the authority, to all of it. Now watch this. If that is true, then every single thing that happened to him from the time God raised him. In fact, you died with him too. I don't know if you realize, but your old man, he gets put down. Your new man gets put up. He separates. He's pretty good at it. He can walk up in and separate everything that's old. He'll do the Zorro on you. The new man, newness. See, God's got to get that old off of us. He gets that new on us. So what happens? He was raised and crowned. That means you're crowned. Crowned with what? Glory and honor. He was made to have dominion. You were made to have dominion. Everything was under his feet. Everything's under your feet. See, until we arrive by faith into these positions, if we don't arrive into these positions, what happens is we don't function the way God wants us to because we're not in the position where everything's under our feet. We're not in the position where we're clothed in glory and honor. We're still trying to figure out who we are. One of the things the Lord told me, if he was raised, guess what? You're raised. Now, you're going to have to find that by faith, and that's not all easy to do. Because when you start trying to move in these realms and you got issues with unworthiness, and all of a sudden, I've been raised together with you in glory and honor, and you are living in a realm of reproach in the earth, and you got people around you that are barking at you all day long and telling you what they think about you, and you're wearing dishonor and you're wearing reproach, and you're trying to find your position in God. I've been raised in honor, but you're feeling all this other stuff. You're going to have to stay in there for a little bit. Notice what the Lord said. He goes, nobody in this realm wears dishonor. That's what he told me. When he's teaching me how to stand in that realm, he said, nobody in this realm wears dishonor. All that come to this realm know who they are. They already are legitimate, bona fide sons. Now they're moving to the next levels, and they know how to wear the honor of heaven. He said, you have to wear honor. You cannot wear reproach and function in dominion. If you're going to write that down, you cannot wear reproach and function in dominion. You will be approached in the world, but in the kingdom, you're not. You have to make that distinction. And so when you're moving into these realms, and we'll do this on Tuesday. I'm not doing this today. Tuesday's the days we'll teach you. The Lord told me to say this to you. He goes, revelation alone won't get you there. It's revelation and the application of prayer and faith. More importantly, faith. He says, when you pray, believe you receive. You don't have to ask me for this. I've already given it to you. But you do have to believe to receive it. You're going to have to learn to receive a standing that you're not comfortable with. Not everybody's comfortable with standing and saying, I'm seated together in heavenly places. Not everybody's comfortable saying, I am clothed in the honor of heaven. I am clothed in the royalty of heaven. I am crowned with the glory. You make me have dominion. I wear the dominion of God, seated at the right hand of God. That takes a little work. It takes a little faith. But when you do, you're going to get access to something that's going to make you Superman. Because God's going to put something on you you can't get here. And when he puts it on you there, you'll bring it here. And when you bring it here, this realm will start listening to you. Because you're wearing the authority of Christ now. We're trying to get the authority by drumming up a whole lot of flesh down here. That's not how it works. We get clothed from above. We come from above down. We are the generation that gets walk up and down in his name, Zechariah 10, and we get to walk to and fro. It is high time we understand who we are in the spirit. We're not just little Christians that come Sunday morning to church. We are sons, we are heirs, we are joint heirs, and there's a training in every one of those areas. And when we learn the training and learn who we are and start moving in these realms, we're going to start seeing the kingdom of God is at hand. This is pretty remarkable. I want to read this psalm to you, and we're going to close with this psalm. King David did this, but he is actually functioning out of his accounted righteousness in a dispensation that was beyond his. He was in ours. And what you did is see, this is what made him so great, because he could move up into heavens. He didn't even have access under the law. None of them had access, but him and Abraham got access because they got accounted righteousness. Your faith can get you way out there. Faith has no boundaries. Amen. But I want you to see the way David prayed and spoke this psalm. First thing I want you to say about this psalm, I do this psalm every day. The first thing, he does it past tense. He doesn't like, you're going to do this, you've done it. This is the model of all this new thing that God's doing. It's see that I have given. Done, finished, completed. Right? There's some elements here that are very useful, because what I do in moving these realms, I'll use words and revelations like this to get into a position. Especially when I'm moving in that realm up there, I use this chapter because I need to be moving into the realm of kingly anointing. I need to be room in glory and honor, and I need the Lord to do something for me there. Amen. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and thy salvation, how greatly he shall rejoice. Now notice verse 2. I love it because he says, you're not going to give. He says, thou has given. See, you have given. See, he's moved to a has given moment. He's moving to a position that was done. Thou has given him his heart's desire. till you get to the finish line with your faith. And you've not withholden the request of his lips. For you meetest him with the blessings of goodness. See, I do this there when I'm fellowshipping outside the throne of grace. When I'm in the Father, I start moving to joint heirship. It's not the same place. The Father loves me in one realm. The Father crowns me in another realm. You got two, you got a lot of realms up there. Amen. It's not like we're getting sucked out of our body and going to heaven. It's not like that. It's a jurisdictional transfer, but thou hast given me my heart's desire. You've come out to meet me. See, I'll close my, you come out to meet me with a blessing of goodness. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the same glory and honor he was crowned with. See, I want the crowning of the glory and honor because why? I'm joint heir. And if I'm joint heir, I have a right. So it said, you crownest me. You meet me with the blessing of goodness. You come out to meet me and you set the crown of pure gold upon my head. See, what I see is the crowning of glory and honor that he received at his ascension. Now he's sharing it with me and you make me have dominion now because of the crown and you're setting all things under my feet. So suddenly all my circumstances in another realm are being set under my feet. See, I'm moving in a position that gets above the circumstance. Do you see that? Ooh, the atmosphere just shifted. You see, and he set the crown of gold, pure gold upon my head. Now watch what he says here. I love this part. He asked life of thee and thou gavest in length of days. Watch this. His glory. Watch it. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty thou hast laid upon him. You see that? Your glory, Lord, is great in your salvation. Honor, glory, the majestic glory you lay upon me. You clothe me in it. You clothe me in it. You clothe me in it. You clothe, you lay it greatly, heavily clothed in it. See, I want to see that. See, people get weird about that when you start talking like that because on Sunday morning, it's like, oh, that's just not like a normal Sunday morning service. The reason is because we're not accustomed to the realm. And that's why we're seeing the same results we're getting, because we haven't got accustomed to the realm of getting clothed. Glory and majesty you've laid thick upon me. In other words, with royal majesty, you're laying robe after robe after robe of the majestic robe. Why? You're getting clothed in the glory. So when you start doing that, everything starts shifting in your faith. You start feeling that. You start experiencing that. And when you're wearing that, suddenly that system you came out of is not nearly as important as you thought it was. And it doesn't have near the pull it had before, because now I'm crowned with glory, honor, and dominion. See, as you're doing that, you're elevating. That is the first positions of dominion. Until we can get there and start getting clothed on from on high, we're going to have a hard time functioning down here. That's why when you scream the name of Jesus down here, it doesn't always work. Because it's not how hard you scream. It's the authority you walk in. Where you're going to get that authority increased is learning how to get clothed on from on high. And if you learn to get clothed on from on high, you'll start walking in authority. And a lot of it here. And the whole church will too. Let's give him glory. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise God.
Standing at the throne, we are clothed in the glory of your righteousness. We're clothed the crown. And we are freely justified by faith and abundantly pardoned. We are forever perfected in your righteousness. We do wear the glorious robe. We come stand before you, the lily of the valley, the beautiful, glorious perfection of the Father's grace, that not even Solomon in all of his glory could be arrayed like you. Today we stand in the midst of your perfected grace. We stand in the midst of the stillness, the peace, the wrath, the tranquility, and acknowledgement it's not by our might, not by our power, but by your Spirit. Today, we receive the yoke that's easy, today, wisdom giveth unto our head the ornament of grace, the crown of the lily, the perfected rest. Today, as a body, we mount up on the wings of a great eagle as you lift us up into the realm of the Father of light. Father, we all come before you saying, Abba, Abba, Father. Today, we are found in you today. Today, we've come through the blood of the Lamb. We've come through the door, the way, the truth, and the life. We stand in your love today, as you have not given us the spirit of fear, dysfunction. You have not authored an orphan spirit within us, but you author love, dunamis power, love, and soundness of heart, soundness of mind. You clothe us in soundness. You clothe us in security. You clothe us in wholeness. You clothe us today in your great love for us. Thank you for all the love that you've shown towards the tender mercies, the loving kindnesses that are better than life. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for purging the orphan. Thank you for restoring us to our right of sonship, our right to stand in a state of reconciliation with you. We could sing and do sing of your love forever. We receive your love. We receive the oneness. Your glory, Lord, you have given us. As we are in you, you are in the Father that you have given us standing. Today, Father, we set our hearts, we set our compass upon the realm of joint heirship, knowing that we are sons, that sons that we're heirs. And if heirs, we're joint heirs. We stand before you, the Father of lights. Every good gift and perfect gift is emanating out of you. We stand before you that was, that is, and is to come. And today you grant us the great grace, grace upon grace, the grace to rule and reign in this life in Christ, the grace of joint heirship. Today we step in to the realm, we step in and we ascend the stairwell. We ascend the stairwell of the throne room of the dispensation of the crown. We come up. Today we follow you, Lord. That where you are, there we are also. You stand as the heir of all things. Today we are raised together with you. Today we are made to sit together with you. Today we follow you in as you are seated far above the principalities and the powers of this age. We have ascended far above the principalities and the powers of this age as we ascend into this stairwell. In the same way you were raised with glory and honor, today we are raised with the same honor, clothed in the same glory. Today we put off all reproach, all dishonor. Today we receive, as the angels come out, we receive the vestures of royalty. We receive the robes of honor. We receive the glorious robes of glory. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. You're our exceeding great shield. And you do clothe us in the joint heirship, the royalty. For this king shall joy in your strength, O God. And in your salvation we shall greatly rejoice. For you have given us our heart's desire and not withholding the request of our lips. For you have come out this day to meet us with a blessing of goodness, to set the crown of pure gold upon our head. We ask life of thee, and you have given it to us forevermore. You clothe us with the vesture of royalty. Of royalty you have laid upon us. We receive the honor coming out from the crown. We receive the glory, the robe. See the new robe coming around. We receive the crowning now. Join air. Raised together with you. Crowned with glory and honor. You do set us over the works of your hands. We join in the position of dominion. Making us have dominion. Dominion today. We enter into the realm of dominion. We are this day clothed in the dominion. This day we receive the very crown that you wear, Lord. The crown composed of the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience. The crown that is composed of the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. We receive the dominion. We see the dominion. We feel the dominion. We're clothed in the dominion. Glory, honor, majesty, dominion, and might. The spirit of might, the spirit of glory, the seven inheritances that are accompanying the crown, clothe this day in power, dunamis power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, honor, glory, blessing. Today we are clothed in the glory. Today we are where you are, seated together, together. We are seated together. We sit down together with you. We sit down in the throne of royalty. I am royalty in you. I belong to the lineage of Judah. I am, we are the house of Philadelphia. And you open, having the key to the house, clothing us in the house, clothing us in the treasury, clothing us in the crown, clothing us in the dominion, clothing us. We sit down in the throne with you. We join with you as inheritor heirs. We are inheritor heirs. We preach inheritance. We breathe inheritance. We receive inheritance. We see inheritance. We are of the house and the lineage of David, in which you reside as king forevermore. Unto us a son has been given. Unto us a child has been born. And the government is upon your shoulder. And the increase of this government and peace, there is no end. For the key of the house of the David is upon your shoulders. And the increase of it, there is no end. Upon the throne, you establish it henceforth and forevermore. Now and forevermore. We sit down now with you and forevermore. We sit heirs. We sit down as joint heirs. We sit down clothed in glory, clothed in dominion, clothed in royalty, clothed in authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to you as the appointed heir. We enter into the authority of your name. We enter into the dominion of your name. We enter into that name that is above every name. We enter into the glory of that name. The beauty of that name. The authority of that name. We enter into the standing of king. We are a royal priesthood. Called out of darkness. To show forth the praises of you. translated us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We wear the crown you wear. We sit upon the throne you sit upon. You've shared your throne. You've given us your position to join with you, to rule and to reign. I hear the elders. Now is the time the king and the priest will reign in the earth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 for the whole earth shall be filled with the glory. You've given us authority, dominion, to walk up and down in your name and to and fro the earth. We are this day possessors of heaven and possessors of the earth. We are possessors of the crown, the first fruits thereof, clothed in the majestic glory, clothed in the royalty. Receive that robe right there. Daughter, you are a king. I receive that robe. Receive. Say, I am royalty. I am joint heir. This day, I'm clothed with a majestic glory. This day, this is important. I receive the honor. I lay aside all dishonor. I lay aside all reproach. I lay aside the former image. I embrace the image of joint heirs. You've raised me up. You found me as an orphan. You found me when I was lost. You saved me with the blood. You reconciled me to the Father's love. Now you keep raising us up higher and higher and higher on the wings of the ethereal elevation spirit that on the wings of the great eagle, you lift us up in to the realms of joint heirs, now royal authority and dominion. You make me to have dominion over the works of your hands. You make me have dominion over the field, dominion over Jericho, dominion over the city, dominion over my home. You make, and you set all things under my feet. Now this is important. All things must come under your feet. You must be in an elevated position with him where all of the circumstances are now under your feet. Storms are under your feet. Circumstances are under your feet. Jericho is under your feet. The world system is under your feet. Stronghold is under your feet. Fear is under your feet. Bondage is under your feet. Dysfunction is under your feet. Poverty, debt, lack, need, and destruction. You're under my feet now. Sometimes I like to stand in a stump on it when I'm feeling the authority, sickness, disease, infirmity. You're under my feet. You have no authority. Today, I sit as joint heir with Christ. Today, I'm clothed in joint heir royalty. You see, as you keep seeing it and you keep saying it and you just keep hurting, you start feeling it. That's what I'm talking about. And what it does, it gets on you. And when it's on you, you're getting ready to take all this back into the earth. You're getting ready to speak from this realm while you're in the earth. You're ready and the angels are with you. They're going with you. The Lord's going with you. The Father's going with you. The crown of the seven spirits of God are going with you. The ark's going with you. The Lord Jesus himself. I and my Father will make our abode. God with us. You see that? You feel that? How many of you feeling that? Say amen. How many of you feeling the dominion? See, you gotta get to the dominion. You get all the other stuff off. You get in the authority. And so you're feeling that. Sometimes I'll go around and around that thing until I feel that authority. And then we go down to Jordan. We go down. So that is the Jericho. We go down to Jericho. We draw the circle. encompass the city. Take the promised land, the kingdom of God. We take that land by force, authority, and dominion. You may have suffered violence, but you will take that realm by force from this place. The thief come, he has no place. Today we are clothed. So, closing this session. Next week we're going to go right here, right down in. Do you want to move in the joint airship? Do you want to get clothed in that honor? Clothed in that glory? Clothed in that dominion, which is the crown. Seven horns of omnipotent dominion, seven spirits of God. I like to feel Him coming around me. I like to feel the authority, feeling the dominion. You want to feel the elevated position where all things are under your feet. Where you've been raised together. You'll feel that. You're already, many of you are feeling elevated. That elevated position is what causes your faith to move into realms it couldn't move in before. It causes authority and dominion. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this training day. Thank you, we're feeling clothed, we're feeling the glory on us. We're feeling the strength and the might. Seven spirits of God are with us. The seven inheritances are with us. You are with us. The Father is with us. I'll start sensing the angels that are surrounding the ministry flames of fire. They're all getting ready to go down with you into the earth. You'll feel that. You'll feel it on you. In fact, I just come down to the earth. I speak to the storm. I set the crown over this house. I stand over this house this day, and we set the crown as the armed forces have gone in front of us. The ministering flames of fire do now surround the Father's house. Chariots of fire and horsemen thereof. Flames of fire circling, encompassing the house, encompassing our garden, encompassing our realm of authority. Encompassing, you are now a wall of fire about as I step down. And when I do, I like to stand down into the promised land. I stand down into this house. This is the promised land. I see the wall of fire around about us. I see the ground is set down. I see the angels that are with us. Father, thank you for releasing today as I stand over the house. Release this day the angels of restoration. Release this day the warriors. Release this day the breakers. Release this day the angels, the healing angels. Release this day the angels of the promised land and angels of inheritance. The messengers, release them. The angels of restoration. Let the angels that ascend and descend now commence with Jacob's ladder. Let the commencement of Jacob's ladder in this house, the continual commencement of the angels that ascend and descend, let the angel that create the wall of fire around this house, the glory in our midst, ministering flames that stretch into the heavens. Let there be liberty. Let there be freedom. Let there be breakthrough. Let debt, poverty, lack, need, destruction be severed and broken. Let all infirmity, sickness, disease, and every curse be removed from this house. Let there be increase. Let there be multiplication. Let there be a house of salvation. A house of intercession. A house of worship. A house of creative miracles. A house of deliverance. A house of benevolence. A house of discipleship. Let there be an apostolic house that receives and sends, receives and sends. Let there be the table of the Lord. The glorious table. The King's table. Let it be stretched through this altar. Let the servants of the Lord rise to join heirs, that they move from the orphans to sons and daughters and sons and daughters to heirs, that they may sit and stand at this table ready to serve it to the world. Ready to serve to all that's coming in. The nations are coming in, saith the Lord. Ministers are coming in. Pastors are coming in. I will set authority in this house. I will set my dominion in this house. People will walk in and feel the dominion. They'll feel it. They'll know, hear the sound of wisdom. I will set my bless that all who honor this house, I will honor them. Because I will stand with you. I, my Father, will make our abode in the midst of this proper land. Thy kingdom now come, Father, thy will now be done. Release this table to begin multiplying. Release this table, for now is the time of the birthing. Now is the time of the kingdom. Now is the time of the house of David coming out from the heaven. The throne coming out. The crown coming out. The treasuries coming out. The wisdom coming out. The authority coming out. The table coming out. The dominion coming out. I command every mountain that's resisted us over these years to bow down. Collapse this day. Be thou removed. Let the walls of Jericho fall. Let there be meat and wine and bread, the children's bread. Let there be health and home. Put your hand over your body if you have an infirmity. If you have an infirmity or pain anywhere in your body, I take authority over that. I take authority over cancer. I take authority now from the realm of heaven over COVID. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of this house. Father, I see a day as soon as they walk into the perimeter, they'll be healed without a man touching them. It'll be a perimeter. As soon as they pass the perimeter, their body's made whole. Rimbrun salvation. Rimbrun immediate all of we're entering now the days. The beginning days, joint heirship now, I see the angels of restoration flowing. We saw these angels releasing 3 or 4 weeks ago. People started coming. Restoration started happening. Miracles started happening. Today, release them all over this congregation. Release them over our children. Release them over our finances, over our body. Release them over this house. Restore the years. I call for the restoration of the years that the enemy stole from this house, stole from our children, stole from us. If a thief be found, he'll restore sevenfold. Now when you get in this realm, you can speak because you have authority. You'll feel the authority. You know, the enemy knows when you have authority too. They know it. They know it. Because you're not speaking out of your own authority. You're speaking from the realm you came out of. That's how the mountains move. And then you can take it further. The skilled in advancement. Moving out into the realm of perambulation. Moving out into a new day. Moving a new day into the earth. Woo! Glory to God! This is how we fight our battles. As in heaven, Chris. Woo! How many of you feel that? How many of you feel strong? Oh, you get your mouth working, you get your spirit working, you get in position. Get authority. Get some victory in the house.